Before we arrived here on Monday for the opening ceremony, we had one competitive game under our belt. We played one game with the President's selection at home in our club, Sundays Well, who have been an absolutely fantastic club, who have come behind us and embellished the whole mixed ability rugby. So before we arrived, we had one competitive game against the Scots back in May. And then we had to play them on our first game here again on Tuesday morning. And it was like a cup final for us. We knew that we had to beat them to progress. The result ended up being a 14-all draw. But on the there are two competitions here. There's the Spirit of Mixed Ability Rugby and then the result of the game. So for the Spirit of Mixed Ability Rugby, we finished ahead of the Scots. Therefore, when the results were tied in the group, but because of our greater points difference in the Spirit of Mixed Ability Rugby, we won we came out on top and progressed to the semi-finals.
But it's just amazing to think that you only had one competitive game before the tournament actually began. And here we are now with you winning the first World Mixed Ability Rugby Tournament.
Correct. It is. But I suppose a lot of that is down to the quality of facilitators that we have and the quality of the backing we have from the club, because they have totally backed us. And we arrived here with a squad of 37 players, 17 of which were facilitators, and they have just enjoyed it so much. There was a point yesterday in the huddle where there was facilitators crying because they played for our club for 10 years, never been in a semi-final, not a mind a final. And just, you know, it means so much to us, means so much to them. And they can see the advancement in all of the LD players.